Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gemini Monday Mindset conference call or webinar we do each and every Monday, where we showcase individual star performers. We have training seminars. We do lots of things, but all with the intention of giving you something you didn't have before you joined this call to start your week and hopefully get it off to a great inspirational start or an educational start. And we've got a fantastic call lined up tonight. I'm so happy so many of you have joined us this evening. We have a very, very special guest, someone that I've gotten to know fairly well over the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks now that I've been on board with Gemini as Vice President of Sales. And it's always my pleasure to host these calls each and every Monday evening and get to, again, showcase talent and talk to people and let them share what I call tips from the tops in terms of what they're doing to be successful with Gemini or with their life or someone that might bring a word of encouragement or some education about our fantastic products. But tonight we've got a very, very special guest. As I said, someone I've gotten to know, and she's earned my respect for sure. She is someone that joined Gemini and never walked. She started running from the get-go, and she's earned the respect, I think, of everyone in the entire company. And without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the call Miss Samantha Colvin. Samantha, are you with us?
I am. Thank you so much.
I love that outfit, Samantha.
No, my official hemp informer getup.
We're going to get to that in just a minute. God, that is awesome. I knew you were going to wear that tonight. I'm so delighted you guys saw that on Facebook. Samantha, first of all, congratulations and kudos, edification to you on the stellar job you did in winning the incentive trip, qualifying for it. Not only qualifying for it, but you would have qualified for 3 or 4 positions we'd opened up that way, but you qualified for everything for yourself, your spouse, that's all the trips, the airfare, everything, and frankly blew away the competition. I know there's really not a competition because everybody was pulling for everybody, but Samantha, wow, congratulations, lady. You did a fantastic job, and you did it very quickly. So congratulations, and tell us, first of all, how you did it. What was your secret, Samantha, for what an outstanding job, particularly that last month or so for the incentive trip?
Well, thank you, Jim. And it's really, you know, honestly, no secret. Honestly, it's just about hard work and staying consistent. And, you know, if I hear somebody having interest that reaches out to me, truly just getting them on the phone with the right people. And by the right people, I mean my upline. Even though I feel like I have a lot of answers at this point from being involved with the company for so long, bringing in that third person has been a game changer. So for, you know, for everybody on this call, I definitely encourage you all to utilize your upline. They're there to help you. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a scary thing. And I'll kind of get into that in more detail in this call tonight.
Well, I think you're being pretty modest, frankly, but that's certainly true what you just said. I don't deny that, but it was just so exciting to watch those points pile in from the home office. And anyway, congratulations. I know it's going to be an awesome trip, and I'm so glad that you led the way. And we've got a lot of other people joining us too, and that's going to be so exciting. But I certainly like to to recognize excellence, and you demonstrate that at every level, Samantha. And this the incentive trip was yet just one more example of that. So let's get into your outfit, your uniform. Really, this is you're the poster child for Gemini tonight. I mean, and that's a great look for all of us here. You're so perky, so pretty. You're, you know, so vivacious, knowledgeable. Talk about what you and Eva did here just a few days ago at a special event, right?
Yes. So, well, I feel like, you know, especially being in this industry, obviously there's a lot of competition. And I want people to take me seriously. You know, people in the community recognize me from, I work at a medical spa, as you all know, and, you know, I have a uniform for my spa. Why not have a uniform for my hemp business? So to me, it made the most sense to, so Eva and I, and some of the team members actually purchased like legitimate doctor white lab coats, which then turned into, well, what if we get green scrubs, you know, in like the color of hemp, and you know, I get questioned just on my outfit. Like now I'll just wear this and go to Target or go run the errands I would normally run. And I feel like people take you a lot more seriously when you're in a uniform and when you and your team are looking presentable and the same, because I mean, that in itself, without even opening your mouth, kind of sets a standard and piques interest. And I want people to take me seriously with this business because I take it seriously. We have an incredible product and products that people need to know about. And when you look the part, you know, kind of fake it till you make it, but I guess if you will, but seriously, I mean, for me, when I put this on, I'm like, all right, let's go, you know? And so I encourage you all, and maybe we can make it kind of a company standard in the long term. But it feels really good to, you know, and when you and your partners are in the same outfit, it just puts you in that mindset. Just like the call, Mindset Mondays. You got to be in the mindset, right?
Perfect segue into that. Yeah,
exactly.
I played a lot of sports growing up in college and so forth. And we talked about putting on our game face.
Right.
We did that before every game. And that's what you're doing. Your game face, your game attitude, your uniform, you're a professional. You come across as a professional. And I really, again, reinforce what you just said, Samantha. It makes a difference how you are perceived by people. You did some interesting things. I'm going to get a wider bandwidth of a lot of things you're doing for for Gemini. But on this event, you did one particular thing. Well, you did several things. But one particular thing in terms of how you – I thought it was very clever how you got leads and how you got people qualified. Just talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Sure. So I've been a big fan. My first job out of college, I was actually working at a high school, and I helped to basically create a technology lab for the teachers to bring their students into to utilize, you know, incorporating technology in the classroom. So, you know, any types of apps that are free out there, if you're like me, I love a discount or free things are better. So Google actually has several different free apps that we all can utilize. So what I actually did, you know, old school, we have our paper and pen and we might take people's names down at an event, write them down. Who knows if we're going to lose that piece of paper? Who knows if we're ever going to look at that piece of paper again? You know, I feel like I'm a busy mom of two girls. Like you guys know, I have a full-time job and I'm doing this. So to me, efficiency and effectiveness are the two things that I try to think about at all times. So again, going back to the piece of paper, if I collect 44 names from an event, you know, and I'm writing down their email addresses, that's great and all, but now I have to take the time to retype them up in an email at a later time, which takes time. Who knows if they had chicken scratch handwriting. So what I actually did was Google, which I can get into on another call and teach you guys how to do this for yourselves, but Google has a feature called Google Forms. So you can pretty much create a questionnaire, if you will, or a survey of any type. So that's exactly what I did. I created a form that was like, you know, what is your name? What is your email? A couple of did you know questions, like did you know our bodies actually create their own cannabis? Do you have a heartbeat? Like throwing in a couple of like questions just to make sure they're paying attention. And then, you know, do you experience any of the following conditions? Anxiety, high blood pressure, you know, any of the ailments that we already know CBD would be helpful for? I was showing an example right now. And pretty much, and if they answered no to any of those questions about the ailments, does anybody that you know have these ailments? Is there anybody in your family that has these ailments? And then the last question was pretty much, how do you want to move forward? Do you A, want to try a bottle of Remedy? Do you B, want to come to an additional learning session where we're kind of taking a deep dive, spending a solid hour educating you further? Do you see never want to talk to me again, which was actually and then just ask more questions. So pretty much what we were able to do with that form that I created is when we got home, I mean, it even summarizes the responses from people. We had 44 people respond. It makes pretty graphs. It shows which ailments are the most popular. I mean, it does it all for you. So to me, that's magical, you know, and I found from the survey that I would say about 75% of people were experiencing difficulty with anxiety and pain were the two big ones. And what's so great about Remedy, as you guys all know, is those are the two ailments that you can 9 times out of 10 feel an instant effect. So, you know, right then and there, we were asking people, we gave a little sample bag after the form, which was cute, actually. I have an example I'll grab here in a second. So pretty much once people were completed with the form, and I had it on an iPad. So Evan and I both had iPads, and I was able to pull up the form right there. So it looked super professional. And then after they did, I go, congratulations, you've been informed. And then in here was our business cards and then a little sample of Remedy that we put in these little teeny tiny bottles, as you can see, like just a one shotter, and directions on how to take it that we actually typed up with our information. So all of that, you know, people really appreciated it. And not that it was a joke by any means, but I feel like it's cute. Like I was like, congratulations, you've been informed. And as long as you're staying excited and positive, and I found, which I was actually surprised by, most people that we encountered, this was actually their first encounter with hemp oil at all, which to me was pretty mind-blowing because I feel like at this point, I see it all the time, but it's probably because I'm already involved with it. So that's another huge thing, you guys, is like a lot of people don't even know about hemp oil at all. They just think that, you know, popping Tylenols or whatever and taking their prescription pills is the only way to go because that's what their doctor is telling them to do. But in reality, we have this, you know, gift. And if you guys kind of look at it as that, you guys are literally holding the gift to a solution to all these people's problems that they don't even know about yet because you haven't told them. So I feel like if you kind of go into it with that mentality of you could potentially save someone's lives, like many people's lives, that could be your driving force to spreading the word. If you
well said. I love how you combine, you know, some what I call some technology, IT type technology, and you segue that right into making it fun for people and through an education process and really engage them. I think everybody on the call began to see you're pretty creative. You know, take a lot of initiative and. Again, this begins to speak to why you're being successful. And now coming back more into even before you went on to the event or whatever, what would you, your methodology, Samantha, in terms of how you do Gemini, what's your daily method of operation? How do you start every morning? Every morning you wake up and you're employed, if you will, with Gemini on a part-time basis. What do you do? What's your mindset like to share with everyone tonight?
So that's a great question. I really am all about knowing the competition. And I kind of apply this to pretty much any job I've ever had in my life. You know, why I always think to myself, okay, as a person who's never seen this product before, why would they want to come on board with our company or choose our product over all of these other ones out there, right? And it's a couple of different things. So I always pull up my Instagram, obviously not when I'm driving, but, right when I'm parked outside, I try to get to work a little bit early. So I have time to kind of sit there on social media. I'm always constantly looking at our competition. I'm always seeing what our competition is posting because a lot of times it's great content. I mean, they don't have their company's name on the post, you know, let's say. So, you know, a lot of time, I mean, it's totally fine to repurpose other people's posts. Sometimes I'll ask permission. I usually do like to ask permission, especially if there's a branded content. But basically, I'm looking at it as what can I learn new today that I didn't know yesterday? Every day I'm trying to, you know, further my education, look up, just staying on top of the ball game, pretty much. Like you don't ever want to be the person like that's looking ahead of you and like, oh yeah, there's all those people ahead of me. I should have probably like ran a little faster. You want to be the one like looking behind you, you know, like continuing the race, which we already have the technology in our products. Now it's just about letting people know. And the best way to let people know is we have this gift called social media, you guys. You don't have to go knocking on all these people's doors anymore, which I still definitely encourage because physical person to person is still very important, but you guys have all established relationships in your lives and people like you and people trust you and people want to know what you're doing. And a lot of times, especially in a direct sales kind of world, I'm learning is people like to wait until they see you successful before they want to jump on board. Right. But, you know, going back to the social media component, it's really a balance because even if you are going to utilize social media, you don't ever want to just bombard people with like throwing up buy my oil every time. Like you need to kind of show them you're actually a real person. You have a family. So there's actually a secret balance So if you guys are taking notes, this is definitely something you want to write down. The ideal kind of component is a 70% to 30% balance. 70% of the time, statistically, you want to not be salesy. You want to just education. That's included in the 70%. It's all about educating people. You know, for example, there was a post I saw about anxiety. I feel like most of us experience anxiety, but it's not something everyone talks about. And another one of my driving forces, I actually lost one of my best friends 2 months ago to an overdose. And it just kind of gave me more fuel to spread the word that there is, you don't have to go the prescription route, you know? It's right. Anxiety is okay. It's okay to admit that you're sad. Just because we're all smiling in our Facebook posts doesn't mean that we're actually happy in our own lives. And I feel like just kind of letting people know that, you know, I experience anxiety and it's okay to admit that, but that's why like this has been more of a savior than anything else I could have imagined. And that's okay. And sharing your story, doing Facebook Lives and just kind of getting over, you know, is my makeup okay? Is my hair okay? Like, it doesn't matter. People want to hear, the more real you are and the more vulnerable you make yourself, that's when you really are going to find success in this business.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you've answered the question. If your social media is probably your go-to. That's what your if you had a secret, it's not a secret, but that's what you do. That would be your primary game plan. Would that be correct, Samantha?
I would say it's a balance. It's funny because all the people that I'm gaining on social media, I personally know to some extent, whether I've went to high school with them or went to college with them or have worked with them. I really don't think there's only a handful of people truly that I've never met, because I feel like it's important for people to have a trust and relationship with you before they're going to do business with you. Not to say that you can't get random people, you know, to see your post and buy it, but I feel like it's going to be, especially at this price point, you know, it's a quality product and people, you have to let them know, like, look, you can go on Amazon and get a hemp oil for $50 or $20, but I can't guarantee what's in this oil. I can't tell you you're going to pass a drug test. I can't give you a 30-day money back guarantee, but with this, I can. And I would not affiliate myself with a company that I didn't fully trust and believe. And I think that that's another huge part is like letting other people know why you are with them, you know, because if you trust the company and you're letting other people know that you trust the company, then they're going to trust the company too. So
it's kind of,
you really have to just wake up and just say, I'm going to do this because it's so easy to tap out. It's so easy to feel discouraged. And, you know, when you encounter people, which happened to me as well, I was finding on social media, especially because we're so new, people were like, oh, well, you say your oil's the best. Well, mine's the best. And here's why mine's the best. And I'm like, well, I'm so glad that you feel that way about your brand, but mine is, you know, mine's the best. And here's why, you know, like explaining why we have a nanotechnology. Ours is over 90% absorbable when most others on the market are 20 to 30% absorbable. You know, and at that point, say, you know what, great. Like you're not going to ever in anything in your lives encounter an environment where everyone's going to be supporting you. Of course, there's always going to be the haters or whatever, but you just have to get over that. And if you're feeling discouraged, you know, that's when I would call Prissy and Eva and say, you know, guys, this person's saying that their oil's better, you know. And at that point, you kind of have to like regroup with your team. And that's another component to my success, honestly, is I've really kept an open communication line with my upline and just been very honest if I was feeling apprehensive or having second thoughts at any point, you know, and just really just keep it real. I mean, what do you guys have to lose for opening your mouths and telling somebody that you trust how you feel, you know, because we're here to support each other. And that's kind of the point.
Well, you're doing a great job of tapping into resources. We call mining the resources, you know, using your upline, even sideline. This company is one of the most friendly companies I've ever been associated with in 30 years. And everybody helps everybody. There's no barriers that I've ever seen with this company and or any perceived barriers. And I think you would agree with that. Once you have somebody that is interested. You have a tip real quickly here for following up. What do you have a standard way you do that, Samantha? Or how would, you know, let's say I'm the one that's responded to, you know, their Facebook or whatever, or Instagram. I want to buy, I've shown buying signals. What would you do at that point with someone like me?
That's a great question. I think this is something really important that you all, if you're not already doing it, should try. So for example, you see one of my posts on Instagram, you send me a message, hey, like, I'm actually experiencing anxiety. You know, what's this hemp all about? Immediately, no matter how much I want to throw up in my message, all this information, I don't want to scare anybody either. So every time it's the same response. I go, like, oh, OMG, or I'm so excited that you reached out. I can't wait to tell you more about it. What is your phone number? And that's it. What is your phone number? I don't say anything about getting on a three-way call. I don't say, try to throw up information to them right then and there. I don't send them the website link. I don't do any of that because I've tried a couple of different methods and this has been the most effective I found. You know, I feel like if you're sending them the website link right away, it's kind of impersonal, but if you're getting their number, then at that point they send me their phone number and then I text them immediately. Hey, thanks for your number. When's a good time to chat? Because I'm always trying to get everybody on the phone because me personally, I'm not a texter really. It's much easier for me to get my message across efficiently and effectively, like I said earlier in the call, if I'm just picking up the phone and having a brief conversation to try to feel this person out. And every single time, whether it be customer or business partner, you know, it's not really, I feel like it's not our personal jobs with these leads to determine if they're a business partner or a customer. That's why we have the three-way calls. So at that point, just for jokes aside, so let's pretend like I'm on the phone with you. So yep. I'm like, hey, Jim, thank you so much for reaching out. So, you know, what interests you about the oil?
I've got big anxiety problems.
Oh, you know what? That is exactly why I started taking the oil. And, you know, I met Eva and she was just so fantastic. And she's so passionate. You know what? I know she's had a lot of success with it too, as well. Do you have just a couple of minutes that I could just bring her on the phone super quick just to introduce you to her? Because she might be able to answer some questions I might not have the answers to. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay,
the
sooner
the better. Yeah.
Boom. And then I bring Eva on the call. So that's it. Like, I feel like three-way calls are such a scary thing, but they don't have to be. Just make it natural. Like, you're naturally excited and telling somebody about this new exciting thing. And then you're already kind of planting the seed that you have this awesome person that you've been working with. And then it's a perfect segue. So, you know, I know some of people that I know have made the mistake of that first initial message they get. Like, so for example, when you message me on Instagram and we're like, hey, tell me about this oil. And then I immediately go, hey, do you want to get on a three-way call with my leader? And they're like, and then you never hear from them again. But it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. But I would definitely not recommend to tell them you want to get them on a three-way call right off the bat.
You have got so much information. This call is going to be over before I know it. Without, and we're going to have you back on here. Let me ask you the next question, real quick. Okay, you've sold me. I'm in. And what's your onboarding process? Kind of condense it if you would. But now that I'm on board, I'm in great hands with Samantha. What do I do next, Samantha?
So first, you want to make it exciting. So I always try to be on video when they're actually signing up so we can kind of like wait for the thing to spin when it actually says like, congratulations, you're enrolled. And we do like a little drum roll. I mean, we'll bring Jay Archer on the phone or Prissy or somebody else because it's exciting. Like they want to launch their business, right? So me personally, what I do for my team is all the social media posts I've ever made. I have a shared album in iCloud. And I immediately add them to that album so they have all these posts to use. I hop on quick, kind of show them the basics of setting up their Instagram accounts. Of course, add them to all the Gemini groups on Facebook. Do like a post for them to make them feel excited. It's all about keeping it exciting for them. Because if they're like, okay, I just spent, you know, $500 or $1,000 and then like, you know, there's crickets. They might feel a little apprehensive, like, wait, what did I just get myself into? But if you're keeping that excitement up, that's great.
Exactly.
Definitely business strategy meetings. at least two. And then truly I ask them all now, I keep a planner and I have them commit to at least one time a week, one-on-one meeting with either me and Eva, or even if it's just Eva or me. I mean, because again, I feel like it's all about staying plugged in. And if people aren't plugged in, they're going to lose interest because it's that much easier to kind of tap out. But if they have that accountability, I check in with them once a week so we could look at their numbers for Sunday. You know, how many, I give them a goal each week, an attainable goal. So if I'm like, okay, you're three customer orders away from ranking, let's get you there. You know, make a list. And that's another thing. We just follow the duplication guide. Truly is, you know, we have them make a list of their people. We actually do some three-way calls with them and we just try to follow that standardization with everybody who will actually commit that kind of time. And of course, you know, some people are going to fall off and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. It has nothing to do with you. It's just about maybe it wasn't the right time for them and that's fine. You know, you can't force people to do something they're not ready to do.
Exactly right. Samantha, I can't believe 25 minutes has gone by.
I know, right? I was like, wait, it's only been 10 minutes.
No, I'm learning. I'm taking notes as fast as I can. I'm sure everybody else is too. We're going to put a bookmark here. We are going to bring you back here. But before you get off the call tonight, someone's on this call for the first time tonight. Okay, that's I'm sure there is. I don't know where they are. But what would you say to them just in parting? Just take a second, whatever it's on your heart. You know, what would you say to the first-time listener that maybe just bought a pack or is seriously considering joining Gemini? What would you say to that person if you could talk to him right now, one-on-one?
Okay. So pretty much, I personally have been studying cannabis for 10 years, honestly, okay? Because I knew this was going to happen. It was going to blow up. And I'm telling you right now, we have personally tested 75 bottles on the market. And none of us can find one that even comes close to the product that we have in our hands. And for me to say that and be honest about that, I mean, that in itself should be a deal breaker. But aside from the product itself, this company is brand new. We are growing and learning every day. And if you have something that you want to contribute, if you have an idea, you know, not every company, you're going to be able to vocalize those ideas and actually make it happen. And I have to say, Jim, like, you've blown me away. Any idea that I've ever shared with you all, I mean, the turnaround time is almost immediate. So if you want to be a part of the best company, not only in terms of product, but in terms of growing and learning, then this is for you. And truly, if you have any sort of little fire in your heart or in your body, I mean, you got to do it. The time is now. This is an industry that's blowing up and you work the best company. And like I said, the best product. So it's a no-brainer. I mean, I don't even have to sell anything. It's the truth. I'm not a salesperson at all.
Oh, you sold me. Right place, right time, right person, right? Well, Samantha, you're amazing. I think it's very obvious to a lot of people listening, according to me, why you were the number one point earner. I mean, you bring it all. You got tremendous game. Thank you so much for sharing just a bit of your wisdom with all of us tonight, enthusiasm. So thank you so much, Samantha.
Oh,
you're amazing.
You well, I wish I had like 2 hours with you all. There's so much.
Well, that's going to happen in the future. Listen, before we get off the call tonight, I want to bring Gemini, one and only Jay Archer to the call. Jay, come on, brother, put a bow on this call tonight.
Whoa. What? Samantha, that was absolutely incredible. And we need to have you on for about 2 hours. I'm sitting here taking notes and I'm running off pages. Just some quick things. Three-way calls, third-party validation. So huge. It is, because think of a movie. If somebody tells you, hey, you want to see this? I saw this movie. It was awesome. Well, you might think, okay, next time you go to a movie, you might think, okay, I need to go see that one. Somebody else tells you, you're like, okay, you know what? I've heard that before. Good chance. Hey, you know, I'm going to go do that. A third person tells you, you know what? You're going to try to go that night. So that's huge. You know, the gift, you know, honestly, I think you're dead on. It's a gift of health. It's a gift of wealth. It's a gift of being able to bring your family to something that they've never, ever, ever been able to aspire to. It's the perfect place to be at the perfect time to change health and wealth. So awesome. You talked about R&D. I call that Robin duplicate. Find something else that somebody has and really, and you know, but the good thing is our product is so good, but there's so much good information out there. You know, it's just listen to everything that you've said. I'm fired up. If I didn't own the company, I'd sign up right now.
I would too, Dave.
You know, let's see. Also, belief. You know, here's one thing that people need to realize. As good as what we have right now, believe and know what you got in your hands, where we're going. Because here's the one thing. If you're not excited, or if the person you're talking to is not excited, nothing's going to happen. But there is a lot of reason to be very, very, very excited of the opportunity that we've all got right here. And Samantha, thank you so much for coming on. We got to have you on for about a couple hours. we need to make sure this is in the back office, because this was absolutely incredible. Everyone that's on, thanks for being on. God bless and good night.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay. It was an awesome night. Like you said, couldn't agree with you more, Jay. Samantha, my face, the text is blowing up, right? You can see everybody loved your presentation. We did too. We'll bring you back on, but the congratulations on setting the mark for the trip and for the great job you're doing in the field. Jay, awesome call, awesome comments at the end. Everyone have an amazing week. Happy Gemini week, everybody. And with that, God bless you. This call is now adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Stay informed, everybody.
Great job, Samantha.
We've been informed.
You've officially been informed. Congratulations. That's literally what I say to these people. Congratulations.
Way to go, Samantha. I thought you did an awesome job. Thank you for the info.
Anytime.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Have a Gemini week, everybody.
Yeah.